Hey, Soul Family. Thank you for being a part of this cosmic community. If you like what you hear, we ask that you do us a favor and share the podcast with your inner circle. And if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you love what you hear, please consider becoming a monthly supporter for less than you spend on your coffee order. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Embody Saluda. As always, we thank you for your support and love in this community. Now, enjoy tonight's episode.
Hey, hi, hello, beautiful souls. You are listening to Embody Saluda, a podcast about healing through spirit and love. If you are new here, hello, welcome. We're glad you have found us. Come in, have a seat, introduce yourself. And if you are returning, hello, friend. It's good to have you back. We're glad you're here. All right, so tonight I want to talk a little bit about the turning of the wheel. We are on the precipice of the vernal equinox. It will be taking place for us here in the Northern Hemisphere on March 19th. And that is the astrological new year, as you've probably heard me talk about before if you've been here for a while. It's the literal change, turn, right, of the wheel. Time to end something old and start something new. I typically don't celebrate any sort of new year anything in January. I'll wish people a happy whatever year it is, 2024 in this case, but I don't do anything else to celebrate or usher in a new year because for me, the new year doesn't begin until spring. It's a natural rhythm to find yourself also in pace with what the sort of Mother Nature's circadian rhythm is. Right? So during January, if you too were feeling like, or not January, but winter in general, but if you too were feeling like this is not the time, then you were probably also sort of naturally in sync with nature. Because the equinox is the start of spring, the start of an astrological new year. That's, let me clarify what I mean when I say that, right? That's when we come back into Aries. Okay, Aries is the start of the zodiac. Not the end of the zodiac. So that's what starts the new year, right? This big warrior energy, this big warrior spring. So in January, I don't do any of the things that I put off until spring because with spring comes rebirth, renewal, right? Animals are coming out of hibernation. Plants, you know, buds on trees and flowers are starting to kind of open up or show up. They're not even opening yet. They're showing up, right? Things are sort of starting to come to life again, right? The frost is melting away, albeit in places like Colorado where I am, we could be in frost through June, but that energy of it seasonally is still such that things are waking up again, right? When the winter solstice happened, the sun slowly started warming us a little by little every day. We got more sun to gently and slowly wake us up to this springtime and this lovely spring energy. So let's talk about that a little tiny bit. So let's start with the rhetoric of January 1st, shall we? The new year. For a long time, I have found the rhetoric of January very problematic, but today I'm going to draw on a couple of very specific examples and sort of what I find to be so problematic about them, because I think sometimes I talk about, you know, the energy or whatever, I talk about these things that seem a little bit kind of elusive, and people don't always know what I mean, so I'll give you an example. Maybe that'll help, right? So in January, we tend to see a lot of language that is meant to propel us into action, right? Push us forward, push us into this other place, this new place, right? Used to be as basic as new year, new me. And if you kind of think about that and pull that apart, tease that apart a little bit, it sounds utterly ridiculous. Like, what happens from 11:59 December 31st to midnight January 1st that you're suddenly a new person? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing, Cinderella. Nothing happens. But lately we've seen, or I've seen anyway, even more shameful language. Like, there was a really popular post that I saw moving around. And I don't know if I'll get the like quote exactly right, but it was something to the effect of like, it's a new year. If you don't change, or yes, like if you don't change, then it's not a new year. It's just another year, something like that. I don't remember exactly. So if you know what I'm talking about, you know exactly what it said. But the part that I'm stuck on, the part that is really shameful, is that part of like, if you don't change, then it's not a new year, it's just another year. It puts a lot of pressure on people to think that you have to do something big in order for it to be considered worthy of you being someone new. I don't know why you need to be someone new at all, first of all. But this idea that like, if you're just moving through life, then at the end of it, you don't get to show anything because you didn't do anything. So you don't have anything to show. And on the one hand, like, you know, I believe in growth and change, right? I think that as people, as humans, we are constantly in a state of evolving. And some of us don't accept it, right? So some of us do perceptively get stuck in places. But this notion that you have to change something, you have to go out there and do some big fucking extravagant thing, or else like you just had another year. Like, so what? It's just, I don't know if I want to say this. It's going to come off so hyperbolic, but I find it disgusting. I find it disgusting. Simply put. The other thing that has been happening lately, especially on apps like Instagram, is you get this highlight reel, right? And quite literally a reel if you're on Instagram, because that's what they call them. But you get this highlight reel of things that happened in the past year, right? And there's always a really popular trending sound to go with it, right? Every year it gets updated for whatever the current year is, like calendar year is. But then everyone throws, you know, their collage of photos or their montage of photos to go with the sound and the music and whatever. And it's all these highlights, all these things that lasted for the tiniest moment in the span of the full calendar year. And for some, you don't even know. They could have all happened within 3 days. We don't know. How would we know? As the consumer, as the viewer, as the person scrolling, how would we know that these things weren't all, all these photos weren't just taken in the span of a couple of days? Not even days. It could have been hours. Like, who knows? We don't know. We see whatever the person wants us to see. We see whatever the person creates for us to see. Essentially, we see whatever they sell, right? They get to market their year in some way. And it's lovely, I guess, fine, whatever. But it can also, for some people, be really difficult, right? Because what if I'm not in the best state of mind in general? Not just on New Year's Eve or approaching New Year's Day, but in general, not in the best state of mind. I feel like I've had a real shit year. And I'm scrolling through and I'm seeing all these posts and I'm in a loop, because that's what happens. There are trends. There are trends that indicate social media can be more difficult for people who are already struggling with mental health. I wonder what effect it would have on me to think about what's going to come in the following year. What's going to change? And this isn't to say that people need to change their behavior. I can't make you change what you do on social media. Just like I can't change the person who's scrolling who probably shouldn't be on social media. My point, though, is that it's all a fallacy. It's an illusion. It's social media, for fuck's sake. It's not real. So we continue to perpetuate this idea that we have to do some big thing for the new year, in the dead of winter, by the way, when nobody should be doing anything. And then we use all this language and all this imagery and all this illusion to just amplify the yuck of it all. It has like the opposite effect, I think. But that's just me. The last little sort of commentary that I'll make regarding kind of the rhetoric of this time is that in the process of, you know, attempting to make all these changes, people will turn, of course, to what's popular with books or other media or whatever. And very often I see the same people, the same names that come up as, you know, an authority, right? On productivity or goal setting or manifesting or some other fucking thing. And it's all the same language. Most of it is the same language. The productivity, goal setting, written and promoted by a middle-aged white man stuff that you see has the same language. It all boils down to, if you want it bad enough, you'll do what it takes. If you don't accomplish it, it's because you didn't want it bad enough, or you weren't disciplined enough, it didn't matter enough to you, you weren't committed enough. Not really true either. What else is part of that rhetoric? You just make excuses. And if you're going to keep making excuses, you'll never get what you want. It shouldn't be easy. It should be hard. I'm going to tell you something. The secret to manifesting is actually that it's not hard. You don't do any of the heavy lifting. So. Oof. Anyway, all of it is the same sort of rhetoric, right? You need to push yourself. You need to push yourself really hard. And if you don't get it, it's because you're not pushing hard enough. And I'm here to say, no, if you're trying to do shit in January, it's not that you're not pushing hard enough. You're pushing at the wrong time. You're pushing at the wrong time. The push comes in spring. I firmly believe it's the reason that we see a peak of activity in the start of January that immediately drops off by about week 3. It doesn't slowly fade. It drops. The gym is packed until January 15th. Whatever you are trying to do almost nearly abruptly ends by the middle of the month. Because it's not time. It's not time. Additionally, you probably didn't do the other work that was required during the winter, which is the shadow work. It's required, y'all. You need that. You cannot set goals if you don't have anything to reflect on, or like any reflection that you're coming from to help you establish the goal. It's required. That's what winter is for. Hibernating, reflecting, being introspective, considering what you want when spring arrives. All right, so like I said, this is Aries season, right? Aries is representative of the warrior, right? Aries is suited up in armor, on a mission. They have a plan of action and a goal, and they are moving. They're moving, steadfast. Now, Aries, of course, has a shadow. And oftentimes for Aries, that shadow can show up as self-absorption, ego. They can get very stuck in the ego. They can forget that they are meant to be a leader and that they can do that naturally. And they get caught up in demonstrating leadership that isn't real leadership. It's more, authoritarian, right? Like, I am the boss. Don't get stuck in that energy this spring. And to be a little bit astrological, if you have Aries in a significant placement in your natal chart, you want to be extra mindful of keeping yourself checked and balanced through this process, because you want to be able to move naturally, following your steps towards your goal and not let yourself get in the way. A quick little thing about goals and kind of productivity, but goals mostly, because that's what we're really talking about at this time. Fundamental to goal setting is knowing the value that that goal has for you. You have to know why it matters. If you're living in compliance to other people's values and not in accordance to your own, it will not matter what your action steps are. You will not succeed. You will fail. Because it's not true for you. And this ties into the thing about manifesting that I said earlier, where I said, if you're truly manifesting, you are not doing the heavy lifting. You're not doing all of the work. That is a misconception. If you are aligned, if you are in accordance to yourself, it will move at the speed of light. Not scientifically, but I'm being metaphoric, right? It'll move fast. I'll use myself as an example. It's going to sound like I'm gloating. I'm not trying to. But I'm going to use myself as an example. I could probably go as far back as starting my second graduate program and how quickly everything happened, from the pre-admissions conversation to applying to the program, being admitted to the program, going through the program, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm only going to talk about what happened at the end after I graduated and was applying for positions. I submitted my application to a place that I've wanted to be at for a while, and was invited to an interview. I submitted the application in the morning. I got a call in the afternoon to set up an interview. We made the interview for a few days later because we were coming up on a weekend. So we made the interview for that following Monday. At the end of the interview, I was offered the job. And on top of that, I got to choose like which position I wanted. There's like an umbrella position, and then there were like different, we'll call them locations. And I got to choose where I wanted to be. And it all happened like I didn't have time to breathe, to think about it. There were a couple extra things in there that I'm not going to talk about because it doesn't matter, but there were some bonus things in there that I wasn't expecting that also showed up that were a wonderful treat for me. But my point is, I didn't do the heavy lifting there. In the words of Gabby Bernstein, the universe had my back. But I was also aligned, very much so, towards the goal that I was trying to reach, which was the role that I'm in now. I was very aligned to it. And every step that I took along the way was only in service to that goal. I had to know myself and trust myself enough to not allow any other distractions to get in the way, which would include places where my boundaries in the past would have been stepped over, or I might have self-abandoned, I didn't follow shiny objects, although I wanted to a couple of times. I processed those things with people. I came back to Earth, right? Everything I did, these weren't big action steps either. I didn't have to do massive things. I didn't have to do hard things. I didn't have to sacrifice anything. I made choices, and they were deliberate, and they were aligned, and they brought me where I wanted to be. And now I'm doing it again. That was the start of the next phase. I don't know if that's going to land the way that I would like it to. But I want to draw, there's a big distinction between that and what all those other people out there are saying in the self-help world. All right, so springtime is a waxing period, right? If you think about the lunar cycle, the phases of the moon, we have a waxing period, and then we reach full moon, and then we have a waning period, and we have a new moon. Actually, it starts with a new moon. I should have started there, but it's fine. Springtime is a waxing period. The sun is slowly out longer, right? We like to say it gets, it stays brighter or whatever, but it's just that it's in the sky longer, for a longer period of time, right? So we have more light, increasingly more light, until the summer solstice, at which point we have full illumination, full moon, if you will, and then we move into a waning period, right? So right now, this waxing period, this waxing time, is for making the plan. You've done all the reflection in the winter. You've sat down, you've done all this big, deep shadow work. You're very clear on who you are and what you desire in this moment right now. What we do in this moment right now does not mean that this is forever. It's another common misconception when we talk about things like this. You're not setting goals for the rest of your life. You're setting a goal for right now. Right now. Based on who you learned or what you learned of yourself from the winter you just had and the summer you'd like to move into, right? This is what we're working with, a 3-month period. That's it. Yes, you can set longer term goals, but you need short term goals to help get you there. And then those goals need action steps. You can't have goals without a system. So you set the goal, and then you create the plan, and that's part of that is the system, right? You live inside of the lifestyle you already have, or else it won't work. You can't make big changes and expect it to stick. It's not going to, right? That's what this period is for. When you get to summer, you get to sit back and say, look at all that work I did. I'm going to chill for a minute. We'll have a different conversation in summer, and then the light's going to slowly fade until winter again, and the cycle will start over, right? So take advantage of this time. As you're setting up your plan, as you're figuring out what your action steps are, you also need to think about what has worked for you in the past and what hasn't. Who has been supportive of you and who hasn't? Because when you get to summer, part of that process is releasing the things that don't work, and sometimes that includes people. At least in the sense of what will get you to your goal. Or what will, we don't even have to go that far. What will help keep you moving? What will keep you in momentum? This is the time to build that system up. As an example for me, I'm now working on the next phase of my own manifestation, right? That includes additional training. So that's what I'm focusing on. That's a small step towards a larger end goal. I don't have to do it. I don't have to. Wouldn't make any difference on paper. Like in theory, I don't need to do what I'm doing, but I want to. And I want to because I know that it bolsters my chances of getting where I want to be with the next big goal that I have. again, it's aligned and I want to do it. Right? It's not just that it'll help, but like, it's something I want to do. These are things that I want to be trained in. So I'll do it happily with so much gratitude. The depths of gratitude. Yeah? And if we're going to talk about goals, the last thing that I'll say right now is know why they matter. Know what you want, know why you want that, and know how you will move toward it. Know what you will do. All right, y'all, that is what we have for tonight for our first official episode of the new season. If you made it this far, we hope that you will take a moment and either rate the podcast over on Spotify. If you're there right now, just give us a quick little star rating. If you're on YouTube, give us a like, subscribe, share us over on Spotify too, if you want to do that. But show us that this meant something to you. If you stuck it out this long, let us know. Right? Let us know what it meant to you. Introduce yourself in the comments or hop down there and let us know what you want to hear as far as things relate to tonight's episode. You know, what is something that you are moving toward? What are you going to focus on for this warrior spring? Let us know. We'll have links for things in the show notes or in the description if you're on YouTube. So anything that I talked about that has a link will be there. So head over there and check it out. Let us know what you thought about tonight's episode or what your plans are for Warrior Spring. And until next time, 1, 4, 3.